just a quick reset of the story is you were out at a wedding on New Year's Eve and you took an Uber to go home. You went from the south side up to St. Albert and got slapped with a bill of $1,100, which is insane. But, you know, the story went everywhere and not a lot of sympathy being thrown your way, because they did prompt about the surge pricing because it was New Year's Eve and it was busier. But, you know, charging someone nine times the regular amount seems a tad excessive.
Definitely. I'm not really looking for sympathy here exactly. I'm just looking to get the word out. Essentially what happened was, I was having fun at a wedding on New Year's Eve and we needed to get home. There was a bunch of us. The first stop was from Millwoods to south to Summerside, and that's actually what I made the initial request for. Once we got to the first stop, I wasn't able to actually change the next destination on my own. I think I would have had to finalize the trip in order to do that, and then I would have got another estimate. And at that point, if I would have seen $1,100, then I'm pretty sure I would have got out of the vehicle, right? So instead, the driver changed the destination, actually for the next two stops, and we were kind of left in the dark from that point forward.
Okay, so that's interesting, because a lot of people obviously went to the immediate, oh, he was just wasted and didn't know what he was doing, but clearly that wasn't the case because things had changed.
Exactly, there was a breakdown of communication, and I think that there's a couple things that Uber themselves can do about that. I mean, they could have a display somewhere in the vehicle saying price as it's going. I mean, that gives a lot more continuous information. I mean, you could also, it is an app, you could get a notification on your phone too, right?
Yeah, you would think
or
so.
Or I think even just with these surge rates at these busy times, there needs to be some sort of cap. Like, they can make a cap or a flat rate for these charges. I think even their argument is that they're trying to get drivers out on the road, and I still think, though, that you know, this fee is pretty outrageous. I mean, even just to get drivers out there. I mean, they're expecting me to pay a month's salary to get home, right, and be responsible. I just don't think that's right.
Yeah, you see a lot of other people who used Uber on the same night, and they were being charged 1.9 times or, you know, twice maybe, but not nine times. That seems to be an extreme. But you're not alone, because I've seen other stories, maybe you have too, of, you know, in Miami or Ohio or somewhere else where they were also getting nine times. And there were a lot of complaints, not just here.
It is all over North America. The surge rates were the same all over the place. They had given a warning. It was between, I think, 12:30 and 4 a.m. where it was the time of the surge rates. So, I mean, some people around here, they might have left a little earlier outside that time, and that's why their rates might have been lower.
Wow, it's interesting. Yeah, a lot of the comments I felt weren't fair towards you, and you seem to be taking it quite well. Have you been paying a lot of attention to what some people have been? Some of the things people are saying are just stupid.
Well, I definitely agree with you there. I mean, people have been contacting me directly through various social media, and I mean, all I'm trying to do is get the word out there, and that there needs to be some fixes to a broken system. That's a product. We're consumers, and we need to be protected, right? So, I mean, whether that comes through Uber themselves or through the government, then that's the way it is.
Yeah, that's the truth.
There's lots of things you can do. I mean, a lot of people are talking about using other means. I've had difficulties with getting taxis from the south side to the north side before. And even with buses, it's not the most ideal form, right?
No,
Uber was available for me right there, and I took it, right?
Yeah, sure, especially on a night like New Year's Eve, too. You can be hard-pressed to find a ride.
Exactly. I mean, the app itself, the business itself is new, and it's a good technology. It's forward-thinking, but there's problems, right?
Sure, yeah, there are holes. I do like that in a lot of the stories, you have come out and you said that maybe you admitted your part in the error, the mistake, but you're also saying there are things Uber can do to help fix it.
Exactly. It extends beyond my one story. I think that's the thing that I want to get across the most, is that I'm not the only one, and it's a big company. I mean, I'm just one guy against this big corporation, right? And I'm not even really against them. I just don't think it's right what they did.
Yeah, and they did end up refunding half of it, but still, that's a hell of a fare.
Yes, it's definitely still one of the more expensive rides of the night.
Yeah, I would think so. Have your feelings towards Uber changed at all? Are you still going to use the service, or are you going to be kind of hands-off for a while?
Well, of course, my feelings have changed. They definitely have taken a lot of my money, so I'm going to be holding off for a while. I think also, even just the Uber drivers, I think they might avoid me, right? And that's fine. I think that's in their right? But I think, you know, in the long, long run, if there are regulations and it's a safe product to use, I could use it again because it is affordable on regular days. I've used it countless times throughout the past year to get just from my place to downtown or White Ave. It's a affordable form of transportation when you need it.
Probably didn't think this is how you're going to be ringing in 2016, did you?
It's been an experience for sure. But I'm feeling, you know, pretty good about it.